Nashville, Smonday. Karen Chase, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Thursday, partly sunny in the mid-30s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low near 20. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For Friday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 38. As we enter Friday night, mostly clear with a low near 24. And Saturday, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 24.
Celebrating more than a half century of service to the community, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture of Washington, featuring a large selection of in-stock carpet, vinyl, luxury vinyl, laminate, and ceramic, residential and commercial. For quality and prices, it pays to check with Dezeen's before you buy. Celebrating 53 years in business, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture on the Square in Washington. Find them online at DezeenFloors.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. I'm Rick Averett. University of Kansas police are investigating the alleged rape of a 16-year-old girl at a campus apartment building that houses some members of the KU men's basketball team and other male students. KTV reports the alleged rape happened at McCarthy Hall between 10 p.m. on December 17th and 5 a.m. the following morning. The suspect is also accused of contributing to a child's misconduct, furnishing alcohol to a minor, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The suspect's name has not been released, and it wasn't immediately known if the suspect is a student or lives at McCarthy Hall. Five-term Kansas Republican Representative Lynn Jenkins says she'll retire from Congress in 2 years. Jenkins has had a low national profile but is a member of the House Ways and Means Committee. The 53-year-old Jenkins represents a largely rural slice of eastern Kansas that leans Republican. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop in today and check out store-wide savings, plus earn double O'Rewards points on over 200 items. If you're not an O'Rewards member yet, sign up in-store today. It's fast, easy, and free. But hurry, double points are only available for a limited time. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We all know it pays to compare, but nobody likes having to search 5 or 10 websites to find exactly what they want. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
On Tripping.com, we make it easy to compare vacation rentals from the world's most trusted sites.
And we'll search through more than 10 million vacation rentals to find the right one for you.
We even show you if there are different prices available from different sites, so you know you're getting the best deal when you go to Tripping.com.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
A McPherson man has been sentenced to life without the possibility of parole for 25 years in the stabbing death of a man who was found in a car near Galva. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt says 47-year-old Samuel Dara was sentenced this week for his role in the November 2014 death of James Croft. Dara pleaded no contest in November to first-degree murder, attempted aggravated kidnapping, and aggravated robbery. Two other men have already been sentenced in Croft's death. Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway Company's capital expenses plan for 2017 includes spending $125 million in Kansas, most of that money on lines also used by Amtrak's Southwest Chief. BNSF spokesman Andy Williams says upgrades in Kansas include replacing ties, putting some new rails, and adding ballast. The renovations will include tracks from Emporia east to Topeka and west to Newton and Garden City. Mid-America Network News.
When you bring your vehicle to Moss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Moss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. I'm Rick Everett. An outspoken Nebraska state legislator has resigned following an uproar over a tweet he sent that implied Women's March protesters were too unattractive to be victims of sexual assault. Republican Senator Bill Kintner announced at a news conference yesterday morning that he would resign the seat he's held since 2012. He made the announcement less than an hour before Nebraska lawmakers were scheduled to debate whether or not to expel him. Trial has been set for a Kearney police officer charged in the shooting death of a man after a traffic stop. A Hastings television station reporting that a Buffalo County district judge set April 3rd as the trial date for 35-year-old Derek Payton. Payton pleaded not guilty in September to second-degree assault, a felony, for the June 5th shooting death of Jose Kilch. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Clerk Sonia Stowes recently expressed concern with the state-mandated tax lid on local government units, which takes effect this year and will require city and counties to seek voter approval before raising the tax levy beyond an inflation index. Lack of an election timeline, clarity as to the inflation index, and budget deadlines are as yet to be determined by the state. Repeal of a 2015 law is not likely this session due to other pressing issues facing the state. Cindy Oldie of Lynn was recently appointed to the Washington County Hospital Board. Lou Kern was elected board chair for 2017, Rebecca Holsch vice chair, Justin Dragiston secretary, and Dr. Larry Stoppel treasurer. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host the K-State Tap Ensemble Friday evening. The performance is free and will begin at 7 p.m. in the Marysville High School Auditorium. The group will also perform Friday afternoon for students at Waterville Elementary School. The Welsh Heritage Center at Wymore will host a program on Fashions for Romance, History of Lingerie, this Saturday at 2 at the Heritage Center in Wymore. Program is free and open to the public. Blue Rapids Museum will host an open house Sunday afternoon featuring two paintings of Alcove Springs, one of which was featured at the 1893 World's Fair. Renowned 19th century landscape artist and instructor T.W. Johnston painted the original and 15-year-old Mamie Schroyer the other. Both will be on display Sunday. An additional collection of artists, authors, craftsmen, composers, and photographers will also be highlighted. The Blue Rapids Museum will be open this Sunday from 2 until 4. James Wiese, age 73, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Private family graveside service Friday at St. John's Catholic Cemetery, Hanover. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for James Wiese. Gordon G. Loges, age 65, of Hanover, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in Millennium Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday, 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Gordon Loges. Raymond Olivers, age 82, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Saturday, 11 a.m. at Frankfort City Cemetery. Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Raymond Olivers. Melvin Seamatter, age 77, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Melvin C. Matter. Dallas Cumro, age 27, of Frisco, Texas, passed away January 5th. Funeral services planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at Memorial Presbyterian Church, Marysville, burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Dallas Cumro. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken noodle soup, cornbread, a veggie plate, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, barbecue meatballs, cheesy potato, a roll, mixed veggie, and bananas in pudding. Check of a school and community calendar today. Marysville High girls basketball in the Hiawatha Invitational this evening at 5. Marysville wrestlers host Abilene. KNDY News time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, the low pressure system that produced lots of snow across the central and upper parts of the Midwest is now pushing off into the northeast parts and into the southeast parts of the United States, in which they'll see some rain showers and areas of snow across Maine. It does look like we could still see some lingering flurries across parts of the central and upper parts of the Midwest throughout the rest of Thursday into tonight, and lingering flurries across Iowa and into Wisconsin, Illinois as we head into tomorrow. We have a high pressure system that will build, bringing us quiet weather. It looks like all the way through the end of the week and into the weekend. So looking at the forecast for this Thursday, we'll have partly sunny skies, temperatures at 35, wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low near 20. For Friday, we'll have sunny skies, high near 38. Friday night, mostly clear, low at 24, and Saturday, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late January 40, the average low 20. Sunset this evening, 5:37. Sunrise the morning at 7:33. 24 degrees in Marysville this morning with a north-northwest wind 5 to around 10 miles an hour, giving us a wind chill factor of 15 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 26th of January. KNDY News time is 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
New year, new you, new menu? That's right. The Wagon Wheel is ringing in the new year with some tasty new salads, sandwiches, and dinners. With the best down-home cooking in town, a rewards program, and live music every third Saturday of the month, there's just no better place to go. Make your New Year's resolution to try something new with the Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville.
It's an all-Williams sisters final at the Australian Open. The Cavs and Rockets lose, as does Florida State and UCLA. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Think the Williams sisters are too old for tennis? Well, think again. At 35, Serena Williams, one win away from a record 23rd Grand Slam title in the Open era after eliminating Mariana Lucic-Baroni in 50 minutes, setting up a fifth Grand Slam meeting with her sister.
She's my toughest opponent. I've never lost anyone as much as I've lost to Venus. So, honestly, I really feel like I've already won. Williams is going to win. I never root against her. No matter what happens, I will be happy with the result.
Venus, who's 36, is back in a Grand Slam final for the first time since Wimbledon of 2009 after beating American Coco Vandeweghe. Her last Aussie final was 14 years ago.
I'm still myself. I never give up, and I'm always looking to improve my game. I like to think maybe my mentality is even better than at that time. You got to get better. The competition is better. 2003 was a long time ago.
NBA, the defending champs are struggling, losing in Cleveland last night after Aaron Aflalo dropped a three-pointer with 17.3 seconds left in overtime, lifting the Kings to a 116-112 win over the Cavaliers. LeBron James says no excuses.
We need to be ready every night. What we got in here, we got to play. Can't play fantasy basketball. Just got to be ready.
The Cavaliers have lost six of the last eight games. Golden State won in Charlotte 113-103. In Boston, the Celtics were bolstered by Isaiah Thomas's 38 points.
Floats it back out on a hop to Marcus Smart. Three on the shot clock. Jarebko in the paint. Kick out Isaiah. Straight away three. Got it.
On WBZ, Celtics 120, Rockets 109, James Harden 30 points, 12 assists. It's actually fun to watch the 76ers keep winning.
McConnell breaks it off, drives the lane, lobs to Nerlens, a slam, alley-oop jam. Nerlens crashes in with a stump.
On WPEN, 76ers edge the Bucks 114-109. Philadelphia has won five of the last six games. College basketball, Georgia Tech knocks off number 6 Florida State 78-56. Southern Cal beat city rival number 8 UCLA 84-76. And number 16 Creighton lost to Georgetown. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Marysville girls face Fall City on the backside of a Hiawatha girls invitational bracket. Tip-off scheduled around 5 o'clock. We'll have live coverage on AM 1570 FM 94.1 and streaming on our website, KNDYRadio.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. U.S. Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts from Kansas and Ranking Member Debbie Stabenow from Michigan announced the first field hearing on the reauthorization of the Farm Bill will be in Manhattan, Kansas, for Thursday, February 23rd at McCain Auditorium on the K-State campus. Roberts says it's time to get to work on another Farm Bill, and the committee is heading to the heartland to talk to producers. He said, "I can't think of a more appropriate venue to hold the hearing than in Manhattan, the home of Kansas State University." He says producers have plenty of time to use the programs of the current Farm Bill, and the committee needs to hear what worked and what didn't. Stabenow said, "As we begin discussions on the next Farm Bill, we need input from farmers and families across the country." The Michigan Democrat says she looks forward to hearing from folks who care about rural America so they can craft a bill that strengthens American agriculture as well as small towns and rural communities. The committee will hear testimony from a variety of producers who will be announced soon. Well, 133 food and agriculture industry groups have sent a letter to President Trump urging him to modernize the North American Free Trade Agreement while preserving and building on the gains that have been made. The letter released by the Corn Refiners Association, whose high fructose corn syrup is a major export to Mexico. The letter notes that U.S. food and ag exports have produced a trade surplus for nearly 50 years. The letter said consistent growth over that period of time has resulted in over $150 billion worth of exports, which creates $423 billion in U.S. economic activity since 2015. The groups note that the market integration NAFTA has achieved has quadrupled the value of U.S. food and agriculture exports to Canada and Mexico. The group says in the letter that there are a few economic sectors that need to be addressed in the agreement. They look forward to working with the new president to reduce non-tariff trade barriers that inhibit American exports abroad. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, sometimes weather becomes news, especially in agriculture. We've had a mild winter in many parts of the country, but there are other parts of the country where winter has been normal or perhaps a little more cold than normal. Now the question becomes La Niña, El Niño. La Niña climate patterns are expected to wane through the summer months. The question now is, does that mean that El Nino may take its place? We've seen this back and forth the last several years. We get an answer from this from Rod Bain.
You may know the country is in a La Nina climate cycle at this time, especially with the significant precipitation over much of the nation in recent months. La Nina, however, is expected to wane going into the summer, replaced by a neutral climate pattern. Some speculate that may mean the return of El Nino, perhaps starting as soon as later this year. But as USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey points out,
the official forecast from the National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center does indicate a slowly increasing likelihood of El Nino returning by late 2017, but the odds are not particularly high. In fact, if you look at the official forecast going out to the late summer and early autumn, still about a 50-50 chance of ENSO neutral conditions and about a one-third or just slightly better than one-third shot of El Nino returning.
And he adds that any time an ENSO neutral pattern, like the expected event this summer, is predominant, it creates difficulty in crafting long-range weather forecasts, especially for the cold weather months. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.
So the interesting weather patterns continuing through the remainder of the winter, and we'll see how things continue to develop as we get into spring and summertime. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Winter is a tough time for cattle, so it's imperative to feed them the best feed you can buy. That's why you need to check out the benefits of cubes, pellets, and tubs made at the Kansas Ethanol Plant in Lyons, Kansas. 100% DDGS, no fillers, no binders, just high fat, high protein, and high phosphorus. Perfect to keep cattle in good shape, even in the roughest winter. So check your local Nutrina dealer. Ask them for Nutra beef cattle nuggets, cubes, or tubs. It's a great insurance program for your winter cattle operation.
Did you know that CropQuest is an employee-owned company? When you hire a CropQuest agronomist, you're not just hiring a crop scout. You're hiring a company owner. Someone who understands why your bottom dollar affects your bottom dollar. Because our mission is to help you be profitable. Without our customers, we would not exist. If you want to work with the owner, call CropQuest at 620-225-2233 and we'll connect you with a local employee owner. 620-225-2233 or find us online at CropQuest.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which we all know and appreciate, is agriculture. Sonny Perdue, 70 years old, the nominee to be Secretary of Agriculture. We'll know much more about him in the coming weeks, but for now, let's hear from the outgoing, the former Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Every year for the last 38 years, my friend Orion Samuelson has journeyed to Washington, D.C. to do an end-of-the-year interview with the Secretary of Agriculture. And of course, for the last 8 years, that secretary has been Tom Vilsack. Let's listen in.
Quick comment on the SNAP program, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance. Is it working?
I believe it is. It's taken 4 million people out of poverty. It's the kind of safety net program that really allows us to get through a deep recession as we experienced in 2009. We've seen a reduction in the numbers, about 4 million fewer people today on SNAP than in 2009 because of the improving economy. 80% of SNAP beneficiaries are senior citizens, people with disabilities, or working men and women with children. So obviously those folks are struggling. They're having difficulty. We want to be helpful. For the 20% that are able-bodied without dependents, we are now enforcing the employment and training and education rule and providing new and creative ways for states to administer those employment and training programs so that we open up opportunities for families who are receiving SNAP, who would prefer not to receive SNAP, but would prefer to have a decent paycheck.
Let's talk about the biggest agency in the Department of Agriculture, which is?
Forest Service.
And the firefighting that they've had to do during the time you've been secretary.
Well, we've seen historic fires, and we're going to continue to see more of them until Congress gets serious about how to budget the monies within the Forest Service. In 1996, 16% of the Forest Service budget was allocated to fire suppression. Today, this year, we'll see more than 60%.
60?
60. And that means that we are spending less money on maintenance, resiliency, and restoration efforts, less maintenance on trails, less maintenance on the facilities that people enjoy, so that our Forest Service is suffering because Congress refuses to acknowledge that the major forest fires that we fight are natural disasters and should be funded just in the same way we fund floods and hurricanes and tornadoes. Until that happens, we're going to continue to see that number rise, and we're going to continue to see, over time, horrific fires. There are 70,000 communities in this country that are located in or near a forest preserve or U.S. Forest Service National Forest. And that's 45 million homes that are at risk, and it's a serious issue that Congress needs to address. We've been saying this for a couple of years. They've come close, but they need to get that done next year.
Former Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, back after this.
You've waited a whole year for this newborn calf, but now it's chilled to the bone with this frigid weather. Cold stress can greatly affect how well colostrum is absorbed, so dry off and warm up this calf with a calf warmer from Valley Vet Supply. Take advantage of Valley Vet supplies, low pricing, and free freight at Valley Vet in Marysville. It's where neighbors become customers and customers become family.
Valley Vet Supply.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting 1,300 to 1,400 head of cattle for the sale today, including six black pairs, 2 to 5 years, 20 black steers and heifers weighing 3 to 5, 40 black and red steers and heifers, 450 to 750, 7 black steers and heifers, 5 to 550, 10 black heifers weighing 5 to 6, 30 weighing 550 to 7, 55 black steers and heifers, 550 to 750, 210 weighing 550 to 850, 23 weighing in at 6 to 7. 9 black steers at 6 to 7. 60 black and Charolais steers, 6 to 7. 40 black and white face heifers, 6 to 750. 48 black steers and heifers, 6 to 8. 70 black and Charolais cross steers and heifers weigh 6 to 850. 75 black and Charolais steers, 650 to 750. 10 black steers and heifers, 650 to 8. 50 black heifers, 7 to 7 and a quarter. 34 black and red steers, 7 to 750. 40 black and white face steers never 7 to 8. 15 black steers never 7 to 8. 12 black and Charolais steers 7 to 8. 51 black steers never 7 to 9. 10 mixed steers never 7 to 9. 45 black steers 750 to 850. 58 black and red heifers 8 to 8 and a quarter. 45 black steers 8 to 9. 85 black and crossbred steers and heifers 8 to 9. 45 black steers never 8 50 to 9. And 58 black steers weight 75 to 9. Reminders of a Hereford Influence sale coming up February 2nd and a Holstein special February 9th at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. It's 7:30 from KNDY, 24 degrees with a northwest wind around 10. Feels like 15. Highs only around 30 on a much colder day today.
As a producer, you wear a lot of hats, from livestock expert to machinery and crop expert. For ag lending expertise, you can count on us. We'll help with the loans you need for livestock, seed, and equipment. So when it comes to ag, talk to us. Like you, our field is agriculture. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the all-new 2017 Buick and Chevrolets on the floor, including a brand-new Chevy Suburban. In on trade, they have a GMC Yukon Denali, Jeep Liberty 4x4, a Chevy Equinox, Buick Encore, and several pickups. On trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. A University of Kansas athletic official said yesterday that Darion Jackson is not among the prospects being recruited by the Jayhawk football program. Jim Arcioni, Associate Athletic Director for External Relations, told the Kansas City Star, David Beatty has told us that Darion Jackson is not among the prospects that we're recruiting. On Monday, the former Derby, Kansas star Jackson announced on Twitter he intended to play for Kansas. Jackson, a former three-star recruit, will head to Lawrence by way of Coffeyville Community College, where he played one season.